Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The perfect video game, of course, doesn't exist. And even if a game is able to achieve consistent greatness, that of course isn't enough for everybody, being that video games are subjective, even in a year as jam-packed with releases as 2023. Yet sometimes it's agonizingly obvious that part of the game just isn't working and should have been cut entirely in the development phase. Yeah, for whatever reason, it made it to the final release. These levels all bring their respective games down a peg, ranging from tedious, soul-destroying minigames to unfairly difficult bosses, unbearably tedious, unskippable tutorials, and everything in between. If these levels were given the chop, there's not a single soul who would have complained. And in some of these cases, it probably would have meant that developers would have saved players a bunch of money on broken controllers. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 10 levels that should have been cut from recent video games. Number 10, the Power Collection minigame, Starfield. Starfield is one of 2023's most disappointing games for many reasons, but right at the top of the list, the head-smackingly dull, repetitive manner in which you unlock powers throughout the sci-fi epic. During the main story, you'll be periodically directed to anomalies contained within temples, and here you can acquire unique abilities that enhance both your offensive and defensive capabilities. Except, the means for unlocking them is the same every freaking time. You enter the temple, find the anomaly, and then participate in a resoundingly lame minigame where you fly around a room making contact with dust clouds ad nauseam until the game finally decides you've done it enough to receive a power. If many surely assumed that each power would have its own bespoke minigame, the fact that it's the exact same nonsense every single time really underlines how egregiously Bethesda cut corners when they were developing Starfield. Speaking of cut, if they just wanted to get rid of the minigame entirely and just give us the powers once we found the anomaly, that would have been great. Number 9, most of the prologue, Forspoken. Man, what a letdown Forspoken was. A thunderously generic open-world action game with not a single original strand of DNA in its body. That said, the game didn't even give itself a chance to hook players, given how much of a leaden slog its overlong prologue is. It's several hours before the world of Athia opens up to the player, before which they're forced to sit through reams of tedious exposition-heavy cutscenes and are funneled down a linear gameplay corridor as they learn the basics. Onboarding is such an important part of any AAA game, and in this case, Square Enix desperately needed to streamline the process. Giving players the keys to Athia really needed to be more of a focal point than it was, because by the time that actually happens, there's a good chance a lot of players have mentally checked out. In a year where so many incredible games were released and players had so many other options, taking 2 hours to remove the shackles and let players go off was a colossal, possibly flop-inducing mistake. Number 8, all the open combat missions, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3's campaign was a massive flop for many reasons, not the least of which was that half the game was comprised of open combat missions, open world missions where players can choose to complete objectives either through stealth or Rambo tactics. It is not an inherently terrible idea, yet the levels are so joyless and uncreative. It had most players just hoping for the typical linear bread and butter stuff that Call of Duty does so well. It's painfully obvious that Activision just copy-pasted the Warzone gameplay template in order to pad the campaign out and get the game to market in a hurry. And the result is the most creatively bankrupt and low effort of all the Call of Duty story modes to date. Even if you cut out all those open combat missions, the campaign would still feel like a really underbaked affair, and an incredibly short one at that. If you're playing Modern Warfare 3 for anything but the multiplayer, you're gonna have a bad time. Number 7, the Hostess minigame. Like a Dragon, Gaiden, the man who erased his name. Many of the Yakuza and Like a Dragon games have included vaguely risque minigames involving hostess clubs, but the recent The Man Who Erased His Name dialed this up to the most cringe-worthy zenith yet. In a mandatory, yes mandatory, mission in the game, you're tasked with checking out Club Heavenly. Once inside the cabaret club, you're forced to choose between one of two hostesses, triggering a first-person, live-action minigame where you're required to small talk, drink, and give a gift to your hostess of choice. Now, this meeting is far from sexually explicit, but the goofy awkwardness of playing a glorified live-action dating sim and being unable to progress the story unless you do makes this brief mission absolutely excruciating. Making this an unskippable part of the game was really just such a choice, Sega. Number 6, Egg Fortress Act 2, Sonic Superstars. Sonic Superstars was a fitfully enjoyable entry into the franchise, largely undone by its battery of infuriating boss battles, which through their maddening length, difficulty, and lack of checkpointing, turned the overall experience into a fatiguing dirge. And this finally reaches an unbearable fever pitch in the game's final level, Egg Fortress Act 2, where it all comes to a head and you'll be reduced to a tearful, gibbering wreck. The final battle with Eggman is, appropriately enough, the hardest encounter in the main game, and hellish enough that nobody could be blamed for just putting the controller down and never returning. To put it plainly, this boss fight is bullshit. It's a 10-minute endurance trial where even one error from the player will throw you into a game over screen, and you gotta start the whole thing again. As such, those 10 minutes can easily take hours to get through successfully. Players need to avoid Eggman's projectiles while also dealing with tricky platforming and zero gravity segments. For a game allegedly aimed at children, it's unreasonably difficult and ends an already disappointing Sonic title on a really annoying note.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Before we go any further, I want to talk to you about today's sponsor, Masterclass. With the amount of time we spend discussing and analyzing video games on this channel, it's always good to understand exactly how these experiences are put together. And fortunately for me, I can do just that with Masterclass. With Masterclass's streaming service, you can learn from the best to become your best, studying and growing with over 200 plus of the world's leading instructors. For me, I've been having a blast using a class on video game design by The Sims creator Will Wright to find out exactly how game mechanics are designed around player psychology, as well as learning how important playtesting is to shipping the titles that you and I both love. But it hasn't stopped there, as I've also been brushing up on my practical filmmaking skills directly from my favourite movie director, Martin Scorsese, as well as trying to get back in the cooking game with Roy Choi's amazing course on intuitive cooking. Seriously, my kitchen is a mess, but my belly has never been more grateful. For just $10 a month, an annual membership with Masterclass gets you unlimited access to courses on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even via audio-only modes. Even better, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and 88% of members feel that the service has made a positive impact on their lives. And to put the cherry on top of that cake, right now, What Culture Gaming listeners get an additional 15% off any annual membership at masterclass.com/gaming. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/gaming. What's that? You want it one more time? Well, that's the URL, masterclass.com/gaming. Right, now I'm going to watch Tony Hawk try to teach me how to ollie properly. I'll see you all soon.
Number 5, Chapter 15, Resident Evil 4 Remake. Resident Evil 4 Remake is mostly an absolutely terrific game, except for the penultimate chapter, Chapter 15. Now, the island section was by far the most maligned part of the original game, and while it's not quite as tiresome here, it's still the obvious low point of the whole experience. The sheer number of Ganado mercs the game throws at you, the turrets, and basically everything about teaming up with Mike and the helicopter, it's like being served a delicious meal that just doesn't know when to stop, and so by the game's end, you feel sick and need a lie down. And if you're enough of a masochist to want to play it on professional difficulty, well, you're gonna have a really, really bad time. Or good time, if you like pain and hard games. Much as this is nevertheless the climax of the game, it could have done with some serious trimming in the remake, because it feels intended solely to wear the player down and erode their will to keep playing. Number 4, the beam puzzles, Deliver Us Mars. Deliver Us Mars was certainly an ambitious sequel to the sci-fi adventure Deliver Us the Moon, and you know the part that everybody hated? Those damn beam puzzles. Though the sequel thankfully ditches the maddening stealth sections of its predecessor, these are effectively replaced with mind-numbingly tedious puzzles in which you need to align a series of laser beams in order to open locked doors. These puzzles recur with a frustrating regularity throughout the game's campaign and grow untenably fiddly and complex by the game's end, enough that you couldn't be blamed for just looking up the solution on YouTube and being done with it. While it's clear that some thought and creativity went into devising the puzzles, they're ultimately more of a pacing annihilating drag than something that's actually satisfying and rewarding. The game really would have been better if they just took them out entirely, because you're gonna groan every single time you see one. Number 3, the tutorial, Forza Motorsport. Yet another huge letdown release this year, the new Forza Motorsport lacked the meticulously crafted magic of its predecessor, as was depressingly abundant from its open tutorial section. For reasons that will only be clear to Turn 10 Studios, the racing sim for some reason forces all players to sit through a 2-hour tutorial that lays down all the basics. Even if you're a veteran player and you know exactly what you're doing, you're in for a boring time. Sure, the game absolutely should include a tutorial for the uninitiated, but why the hell wouldn't it be skippable for veterans of the franchise who just want to dig into the meat of the game? As such, Forza Motorsport immediately got off on the wrong foot, with many who didn't feel like being babysat through a tutorial section so personality devoid it probably turned off some of those trying the series for the first time. The game's career mode as a whole is pretty darn disappointing, but I mean, at least a tutorial's so bad you knew that from the beginning. Number 2, Mary Jane's Stealth Missions, Spider-Man 2. Insomniac's first Spider-Man game was rightly dinged for the handful of stealth-based missions where players control Miles Morales and especially Mary Jane Watson. Between the generic stealth mechanics and the instant fail states if you manage to get caught, these turned out to be agonizing sections every single time you ran into one. And so it was assumed that they almost certainly wouldn't be returning for Spider-Man 2. And yet the MJ stealth sections are indeed back, even if this time she's given a stun gun to make the perpivating experience a little less loathsome. Yes, it'd be dramatic to say the stealth missions are quite so oppressive this time around, but they're still a part of the game that just about nobody was asking to be included. Why not just keep it a web-swinging Spider-Man game, or just make these missions optional? It's wildly unnecessary, and considering how long MJ's few missions last, quite boring. Insomniac, just know you really don't need to include these in the inevitable third game. Number 1, Ancient Cheese, Pizza Tower. Pizza Tower was easily one of 2023's most pleasantly surprising games, a delirious and delicious platformer throwback that's one of the most creative and unexpected entries into the genre in quite some time. Pretty much the whole game is a sweaty palmed blast. However, there is one infamous level that players in general seem to have not enjoyed so much, to put it really, really lightly, and that's Ancient Cheese. If someone involved with the game revealed that this level was the original prototype which they included in the the final game as a gag, it'd be easy to believe. It's not awful by any means, it just feels noticeably straightforward, even boring compared to every other level, and the bomb mechanic isn't fun. In a game packed with so many creative levels, the one average one really does stick out like a sore thumb, and probably should have been cut entirely. We love you, Pizza Tower, but this level just ain't it.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.